This is the first game of a tournament here that is going to feature a girls' team from the Aleknagik Lake area. These are the Aleknagik Laker girls, and they're going to be pitted against the Sandpoint Eagles. It's a great pleasure to be here with you this morning. We hope that we do have some listeners along the line here locally, and also we're very pleased to be able to bring these games to the hometown villages and towns that hopefully are going to tune in and listen to their high school teams. This should be a great game. I've talked to both coaches. Both teams are a little bit, should we say, young and inexperienced as the season's just getting underway. They have a few games under their belts, not many, and we're just about ready to get underway. Starters for the Aleknagik Lakers are Coolidge, Jalila, Ball, and Tinker. Starting for Sandpoint is Lundgren, Captain Gardner, Brittany Gardner, Lila Gunderson are co-captains, along with Lindsay Holmberg and Alexia Holmberg. Ball is in play, controlled by the Lakers. Here comes Tinker. She drives up the right-hand side, loses control of the ball. It's on the ground, fought for, and there's a jump ball called, and the arrow, of course, points in the way of Sandpoint. Hi, everybody over in Sandpoint. I'm going to do my best. I'm alone here in the booth. Don't have a color person yet. It's kind of early in the morning. I'll do my best to bring to you your Sandpoint girl. Ball is controlled by Gardner. She tries to pass cross court over the head. Everybody goes out of bounds. It will be Laker ball. They've got to go the full length of the court, and I see already Sandpoint's putting a little man-to-man pressure on them, full court, but they back off pretty quickly. Ball comes up the court by Coolidge. She tries to yo-yo up the middle, but it's tipped away and controlled by Paige Lundgren. She's going to drive the left-hand side, take a little soft left-hander. No good. Ball's pulled down by Alexia Holmgren. She lays it back in. That's the first score as we're just underway. Sandpoint 2, Aleknagik nothing. Tinker drives all the way, shoots a soft one-hander right-hand side, hard off the rim. She limps away. Looks like she's got a little bit of a knee problem. We've got Paige Lundgren left-hand side. Takes a look at the three-pointer, thinks better of it, goes over to Gunderson in the middle, and Holmgren on the right-hand wing position. She'll go back top to Lundgren, holds the ball over her head, decides to take the long one and knocks it home. Kaboom! Number four, Paige Lundgren. Knocks home a three-pointer to give Sandpoint the edge 5-0, 2 minutes into this ball game. Aleknagik Gilia had the ball, lost the handle on it, I believe called for travel. We got a timeout in the action. Hi, everybody. I'm Mike Larson. Good to be with you here in the Dillingham High School gym. I won't have a lot of stats for you as far as who scores what and when, because I don't have a stat person here with me. I will be joined by one, hopefully, if we can get them here. So I'm on my own. Don't have any problem with that. There's plenty to say and do just watching this game and trying to bring it to you. Do my best to describe it. We're in a timeout action here right now. We've had a minute and 35 go by, and the Sandpoint Eagles have jumped out to a 5-0 lead, and Aleknagik has not really had a good look at the basket yet. They are coached by Coach Ball. This is his, I believe he said, second year, but he's lived in Aleknagik a long time, and he knows this team pretty well. And they have played some games over in Togiak last weekend, and they won a few of them and lost a few of them. So this is only their second weekend of basketball, as I understand it. Ball is back in play. It's Lakers ball. And Logan Ball has it on the right-hand side beyond the three-point line. We'll give it back to Tinker, and they'll take a nice shot and make it from the right-hand side. Marky Tinker scores that one, and that brings some points on the board for the Lakers. 5-2, Sandpoint. left-hand side, Lila Gunderson goes all the way across the court. Beautiful entry pass to Alexia Holmgren, and she knocks it home from right underneath the basket. Don't want her catching the ball right there. She's not going to miss that shot. 7-2, Sandpoint lead. Ball driven all the way by the Lakers. Autumn Coolidge had a seam, and she took it, and she missed the layup, and there's a whistle on the play. It looks like a foul on the rebound, so it will be a non-shooting foul. That's the first foul of the game. It will be Laker ball underneath their basket, right-hand side. Ball comes into Hilda Ball, and she loses the handle. It's tipped out of bounds. It will still be Laker ball on the near side in the corner. 7-2. Sandpoint Eagles have a little lead here to start this game. Lakers have not quite found their rhythm as far as getting the types of shots they want under the Sandpoint pressure. Sandpoint is in a zone, but they extend it out and get a hand in everybody's face. Ball driven to the basket by Hilda Ball, and it comes up short. Yanked away by Lundgren, drives it all the way to the basket, loses it off the knee, goes out of bounds. We're still at 7-2. Lakers are going to try to come down and find the type of shot they want. Autumn Coolidge yo-yos out on top with the left hand, hands it over to Logan Ball, and she's looking for somebody to cut to the basket, but nothing going. So she'll go back over to Markey. Shot taken finally from 12 feet right-hand side. Skims across the top of the basket. And here comes Sandpoint. Brittany Gardner, co-captain. Nice little entry pass. Number 45, Alexi Holmgren. She misses from 12 feet straight away. She was open. Ball skimmed around and finally yanked away by Hilda Ball. Logan Ball drives the basket, loses the handle. Ball almost goes out of bounds. She saves it back into Tasha Gilia, and then it's knocked out of bounds again. Lakers are having a little bit of a hard time hanging onto the ball as they drive the basket, and the Sandpoint girls reach in and tip it away. This time it went off the leg of a Laker player, and it will go back to Sandpoint. They've got to go the full length of the court. We've got 4:16 to go in the first quarter. Sandpoint girls up 7-2. Ball goes inside on a nice bounce pass to Paige Lundgren. There was an immediate whistle, and I believe she was pushed from behind, is the call from referee Tennyson. Lila Gunderson inside. Bounce pass in the deep corner to Brittany Gardner, but it's stolen away by Markey. She'll bring it with the left hand way up top, slow the game down just a little bit. Brittany Gardner's got it. Or excuse me, Tasha Gilia had it, and she laid it in. 7-4 as the Lakers are trying to climb back into this thing. 7-4, 3:40 to go. Sandpoint with the lead. They've led from the get-go. They're working the ball against a Laker zone defense, and they'll take a three-pointer. That's Tasha Gilia. She'll knock it home. That's the second three-pointer by Sandpoint. They got to get out on them because they're going to take that shot, and they're two for two from three-point land. 10-4, Sandpoint with a six-point lead at this juncture. 3:16 to go first quarter. Ball driven to the basket, tipped away again. It seems like the Lakers, when they drive the ball, Sandpoint is able with their quick hands and feet to just tip the ball away. Never much of a foul. They don't have any team fouls, but the ball goes out of bounds. Ball comes in underneath the basket. 12-footer taken by Hilda Ball, and it goes long, pulled away by Tasha Gilia. Markey's got it on the far side. She wants to drive the ball, finally will. Takes a nice little shot straight away. Markey Tinker, she's a co-captain. She kisses it off the glass and good. 10-6 for the Sandpoint girls. The Eagles, the Lady Eagles, they've led from the get-go. Another three-pointer. This one is good. This one comes from number 45, Alexia Holmgren. That is the third three-pointer. They're three for three from three-point land. Lakers have got to get on the stick here and get out on those three-point shooters. They're killing them. Tinker's got it. goes across to Coolidge. Coolidge is going to take the shot, comes up a little bit hard. Tinker gets the rebound, puts it back, doesn't go. Ball on the ground, kind of a scramble for it. Lechnik pulls it away, and there's a whistle on the play as Hilda Ball had her hands on it, and ball was knocked out of bounds by a Sandpoint player. So.
How are we doing, Mike?
Good. Gino, thanks for joining me, man. I've got somebody coming, but they're not out of bed yet. I got Gino here with me.
Heard you on the radio, and you were sounded pretty lonely up here.
Well, it can be that way. Shot taken by the Lakers. This one's a little bit long. That was Tasha Gilia. And there's another whistle on the play. We've got 2:04 to go. We're just getting underway in the first quarter here in this first game. By the way, Gina, we've got 8 games on tap today. I hope everybody is in the mood for some basketball.
Boy, they're looking for the wrong station.
This is KDLG from Dillingham, and we appreciate the way that KDLG supports high school basketball. On the line, Hilda Ball, she knocks home the first shot. Lechnik is trying to crawl back into this thing. They're down 13-7. Second shot is also good. It's impressive to see somebody come up and knock down 2 free throws this early in the morning, Gino.
Yeah, that's a long 15 feet.
Paige Lundgren has the ball knocked away by Tasha Gilia. She's got an open player underneath. Lays it in. Hilda Ball. That's 2 unanswered by the Lakers. 13-10. They're back in this thing. Here come the Sandpoint Eagles. Brittany Gardner, co-captain, all the way across the court to Holmgren, the other co-captain, takes a long one. Deep rebound to Marky Tinker, and she'll slow it down, push it right up the middle of the floor. 1:29 to go. First quarter, Lechnik was down 8 points here just a minute ago, and now they're only down 3. Shot taken from the side and knocked home, this one by Hilda Ball. Lakers coming on strong, Gino.
Yeah, last 4 points for Hilda Ball. Nice job.
Sandpoint takes another 3-pointer. That was Lindsey Holmgren. This one skims across the rim, a little bit long. Brittany Gardner's got it. She'll drive it with the left hand. Beautiful looking shot, but can't quite get it to go. Put back by Paige Lundgren, also no good. And finally, the Lakers got it. They're under a little bit of pressure, and now Sandpoint backs off. They act like they're going to put on a press, Gino, but then as soon as they get it inbounds and control it, they back off on it. No, it's a really cool thing to have Sandpoint over here. We're going to talk to the Sandpoint coach after the game and learn a little bit about where Sandpoint is. Not too many people here have been there. I know I haven't. Have you?
Yeah, I played ball down there in high school.
Yeah, well, you've been everywhere, man. It ain't a fair contest talking to you.
You grow up in the Ville, that's what it's about. You get
the yeah. I don't know that we travel there now, though, much.
No, we haven't been there.
It's a pretty good price tag to charter over there. Laker ball, they control it right now. Autumn Coolidge is yo-yoing around on top looking for somebody. Finally gives it to Gilia, but she's trapped on the side, and the ball's lost in the middle of the key, and the Sandpoint girls pull it away, driven the full length of the court by Gardner, and she misses on a hustle play, she misses the layup, and there's a Laker there. Tinker's got it. She'll take the long shot as the buzzer sounds. 13-12. What a first quarter. You know, I talked a little bit to start the game that it was going to be a pretty even matchup. Both coaches felt like size and ability and age and all that should denote that this would be a good contest.
Yeah, well, you know,
we've got the 1-minute break at the quarter. The Lady Eagles are holding the phone out there against Alignic. It's not Alignic. It's Alimakek, I believe, and not a team that I am familiar with over the last several years. We've got basketball coverage all morning long and the afternoon, so make sure you stay live on KSDP. After this, the boys are going to square up for Sandpoint. They're also going against Alimek, and they're going to play at 10:30. Then at noon, King Cove rookies go up against Bristol Bay, and then the King Cove boys at 1:30 also against Bristol Bay. So stay tuned. We'll let you know what coverage we have for tomorrow's games. Go to our website, apradio.org, for more details.
For us here in Dillingham, they're what, about 16 miles, give or take, up the road, located on beautiful Lake Lechnik in the Wood-Tikchuk State Park. It's one of the most incredible settings for a school anybody ever created, as this school kind of butts out over the edge of the town and looks down the length of this most incredible lake. It's just a beautiful, beautiful place. But it's a very small school. We're back in play. Lakers have it. Logan Ball drives all the way, hard off the rim. Yanked away by Gunderson. Here we go. Coming the other way. Little skip pass to Gardner. She'll take the shot. She's always ready to shoot it, but it's hard off the rim, knocked out of bounds by a Laker player.
Ball
just underway, second quarter.
Ball came right back to her, but Logan Ball tipped it out of bounds.
13-12. Let's see if anybody can establish anything before halftime here, Gene, because so far this has been dead even. Number 44, Lindsey Holmgren, co-captain, takes a long three-pointer, and it bobbles around and then falls out, but tapped in by Lundgren. So right now, it's 15-12 Sandpoint Eagles. We might have a little bit of a problem with your headset, Gene. I'm not sure because I was cutting in and out a little bit. Mine's good. Mine's good, but yours is a little bit weak for some reason. We got a timeout in the action.
I can hear you.
We've got Sam here, and he's kind of checking on our connections with our technician to keep us making sure that we can that you can all hear us. I hope we're okay. I hope you can hear Gino, because you're not quite as loud as you should be. 7:10 to go in the second quarter. We're just getting going in the second quarter here. And we might have lost you there for a minute as we switched out a cord. Are you better now, Gino?
I've been hearing you loud and clear. I don't know if you can hear me or not.
No, you're cutting in and out on me.
There
you are. There you are.
Maybe
yeah.
It was just this mic.
We just went from black and white to color.
Woo! Technicolor.
We're back in. Lakers.
Thanks, Al.
15-12. I hope you're still with us. This is a pretty good high school girls basketball game. Heidi Ball has it up top. She'll give it to Gilia. She'll take a little soft five-footer back heel and kick back, and there's a whistle on the rebound as Lila Gunderson was there in position. She's got a mask across her face. She must have a sore something or other.
She
probably took one on the nose last weekend, maybe.
Yeah.
They played King Cove, and I guess the King Cove boys and girls are pretty tough this year. Both of those teams are here. We'll get to see them. Entry pass by Lila Gunderson.
I know that cutting out again. I'm going to quit messing with this. I know the King Cone boys were tough last year.
Yeah, word has it they're the same this year, and they're going to. We'll get to see them because we've got Bristol Bay boys here, Dillingham boys, and we're going to
turn
get
over
some really good games. Ball's turned over by Sand Point on a entry pass that went off of a foot inadvertently, and we've got Tinker now. I'm going to give it into the deep corner to Ball, and she'll shoot it long over the top of the rim, yanked away by the Eagles. Here we go, full into the port. Gunderson takes a 12-footer from right-hand side in the crowd. Doesn't go, and here comes Electnik. They're pushing it a little harder now. Tinker's got it. Nice little bounce pass to Gilly on the right-hand side, but there's nothing there. So we'll go back up top to Logan Ball. Now they'll set the play. And Sandpoint girls are in kind of a one, I guess.
It looks like a 1-3-1.
It's supposed to be a, yeah, it kind of looked like it. And then it flexed quite a bit. But here's Tinker.
With three.
You know, she's been around forever.
She's a good kid.
I taught her in second and third grade PE about 100 years ago.
You might feel like 100 years, but I don't think it's quite been that long. Maybe a dozen.
Nice little entry pass inside to Holmgren. Turns around, can't get it to go. 15-15. We have a tie game here. This is just what we wanted, Gino. This is just what we wanted. This couldn't be better. 5:16 to go. We predicted it, and now we've got it. Inside in the corner again.
Long shot.
Failed the ball. No good again from the corner. She likes to go on that baseline, and she's often open over there. Here's Brittany Gardner. Drives it down. Takes 15-footer left-hand side. Deep rebound goes to Holmgren, and then they're going to set it back up on top to Gardner. Gardner cross court on the wing position to Lila Gunderson. She'll take it. Comes up woefully short. Pulled away in a heads-up play by Hilda Ball, and she'll give it to Tinker. Tinker's got a knee brace. She blew that knee out here last year. Yeah, did she have an ACL or something,
yeah,
or something serious?
Yep, ACL tear last year, I believe.
Yeah, she's favors that right foot a little bit. Tinker will take it from the deep corner, fires away, but it's long again. They've had several opportunities from that corner, and every one of them has been long. It could be some kind of a weird gravitational pull over there. Is it the Coriolis effect? What's going on? Everyone looks the same.
They're just
long.
It's different than gyms. You know, they're used to playing in their gyms.
Yeah.
A different dynamic in taking those shots.
Shot taken in the middle and missed by Tinker again, and so we're coming up the other way. Here's Lunder, another three-pointer. Boy, they like to take those. And it's a rebound right underneath the basket, and it's pulled out by Lechtigik, and then looked like they tied it up. I thought it was going to be a jump ball, but it's a foul on Lundgren. So we've got three team fouls on each side on the board. And everything, you look up there, and it's 15-15, and three team fouls to three team fouls.
Yeah, pretty close. Even Steven here so far.
Yeah. I got to say, this is a really interesting game. We'll see if anybody can figure anybody else out.
No, we tried from this side that time.
Tinker takes a long one from this near side, also out beyond the three-point range, and doesn't get that one to go. Brittany Gardner's got it. She's a left-hander. She's on the right-hand side, passes across court to Holmgren.
Nice post pass.
Went inside to Lundgren. Beautiful entry pass, but she couldn't get the turnaround to go, and we've got a whistle on the rebound. Once again, everybody, we're in the second quarter of play. I'm Mike Larson with Gino Barrett. It's 3:30 to go in the second quarter of play with the Sandpoint girls against the Olechnikic Laker girls.
Paige Lundgren's second foul.
Okay. 15-15. And Sandpoint established some things early on, got an eight-point cushion. Lakers came back with four unanswered scores in the end of the first quarter, and that brings us to 15-15. Tinker's got it up high for the Lakers. Beautiful little give-and-go inside. Delia can't get that one to go. It's pulled away by Lundgren. Here we go the other way. She looks inside. Now she'll take it all alone. But heads-up defense by Logan Ball shut her down. There's contact on the play. Gino, she fended off with the off-arm. I don't know if you've really noticed in college and pro basketball, that's getting more and more common.
It is.
When people drive the basket, they want to create space, and that off arm, they just push with it.
But you can't do that in high school basketball.
Yeah.
It's not allowed.
You can only do it later on.
Yeah. I mean, this is just the practice area. Nice pass.
Nice little entry pass inside to Holmgren. She misses a little chippy underneath the basket. Now here goes Lundgren. Lundgren up, no good. Underneath the basket is a wide open Alexa Holmberg. Holmberg lays that one back in. Finally, we've got a score. We were stuck on 15-15 for quite some time. It's now 17-15. Sandpoint girls have pulled ahead once again. I don't believe the Lakers have led in this game, but it's been close throughout. We'll see if they can tie it up.
Little runner.
Nice little drive from Logan Ball as she was able to free herself, get up the middle, but she backheeled it. Ball knocked loose, out of bounds, I believe, by a Laker. So we've got a timeout in the action.
We had a sub come into the game there a little bit ago. Faith Carlson came into the game for Paige Lundgren after Paige got her second foul.
Coach Ball wants to talk it over for the Lakers, so we've got a little lull in the action here. Gene, do you see anybody establishing anything out there that...
No, you know,
it looks like they can do something with it, or is it?
Both teams bring the ball straight up the middle and then go to the wing, and both teams defend the wing well in the defenses they're playing. So they've got to find something. Lechtigik had this nice little give-and-go down here, which was beautiful, but it didn't get any points. Sandpoint had a real nice entry pass into the post, didn't get any points off that either.
Sandpoint girls are a little more apt, if they're open from three-point land, to fire it up. They made their first three,
and then
they've missed their last three or four.
Have they said how many games they've played, Mike?
Yeah, they've played, I think, about six games. They're currently 1-5, but most of their games have been against King Cove, who was really tough. So, they haven't had enough variety of games to tell us much. Ball turned over by the Sandpoint ladies, and the Lakers will get it with 2:04 to go in our second quarter. We've got a new player. No, Autumn Coolidge. That was Autumn Coolidge on the near side. Gives it up top to Marquis Tinker. She'll give it and go up the middle. K can't hit her with the pass, so we'll go to Logan Ball over in the corner. Girls are working the ball around to get a nice little entry pass to Hilda Ball. She misses from about 5 feet and pulled away, knocked all the way down the floor and laid in. Beautiful little entry pass. They've done that several times to Alexa Holmberg, and she kisses it off. Now a four-point lead by Sandpoint, and they steal the ball away from Tinker on an ill-advised pass on the right-hand side. Here comes Gunderson. She'll take the shot from 12 feet. Lakers there for the rebound, pulled away by Gilia, and then stolen from her by Carlson, Faith Carlson, given back to Lundgren, and she'll miss it, but there's a whistle on the play. Nice little heads-up defense there from Sandpoint.
I like to get lucky that Sandpoint's missing their bunnies here, because it could easily be 29-15.
Absolutely, those were good opportunities, no question. Tinker's got it underneath, lobs it inbounds over the head of her teammate. Ball bobbles around after Brittany Gardner takes the 12-footer, and after three bounces, it tumbles through. 21-15. Gino, you kind of called that. Ball stolen away again. Beautiful little bounce pass to Carlson, and she misses it, gets her own rebound up again, and the Sandpoint girls are all of a sudden, Gino, really aggressive and getting their hands on the ball, and the Lakers are having trouble with the press. Ball knocked loose, goes out of bounds, Laker ball.
The Lakers are running out of gas here. They're all standing with their hands on their hips. I think this long court has gotten to them.
Well, that and they seem a little uncertain how to position themselves to break this press. Now, you notice, Gino, the trailing guard didn't get behind, so they had no outlet if they were trapped. Okay, we did get it across the line this time, and Hilda Ball's going to take that shot from the baseline, misses, follows, and bobbles around. I don't know how that was a cellophane bridge, that one. It bobbled around and wouldn't go. Lakers could have used that one out of bounds. Tinker's limping now. She's got some pain in that knee, and there's a whistle on the play, and I think it's going to be a foul on Marky Tinker. That might be her second.
I think Marky bumped knees down here with the Sandpoint gal.
Brittany Gardner's got it for Sandpoint at the midcourt line. 21-15, Sandpoint Eagles. Ball to Paige Lundgren, high over her head. Doesn't look at the basket. Wants to get rid of that hot potato. Gives it to Holmgren. She'll take that long one, but she's got a hand in her face. Back inside, back out to Holmgren. Holmgren will take it.
Three.
I called that.
Yeah.
Boy, was that casual enough.
Yeah.
She hardly even faced the basket.
Lined it up and let it go.
She just turned and tossed it like it was horseshoes, and the sucker went in again. Kaboom! Just like that, that's the fourth three-pointer they made. That's been a big difference in the game. So all of a sudden, when we were at 15-15, just a short time ago, Gene, all of a sudden now it's 24-15 as the Sandpoint girls, the Eagles, did nine unanswered.
Well, it's all because of little pressure they put on. Lekkingek didn't handle it well at all. Three easy turnovers led to at least two baskets. Lekkingek's not hitting their shots down here. They've had good looks. Both ball girls got looks inside the last couple minutes. Nothing there. And like I said, the Lekkingek girls are hanging on to their shorts and hands on their hips, and they're showing signs of being tired. So they need to dig deep at halftime here and see what they can come out with.
Well, that's right. You know, a good full-court press, especially early in the season when it's not something that you've practiced a lot, it can be real disconcerting physically and mentally. And I think Lekkingek kind of found themselves in a position there where they were a little confused about what to do with the ball.
And playing against a full-court press, whether it's good or not, and Sandpoint's is okay. They're not jumping any corners, and they're not getting any. The passes that they're picking off are because of bad passes by Lekkingek and not because of the pressure.
Yeah, they're not being double-teamed, really.
They're kind of turning and throwing
those big, high lob lollipop passes down there, and they get intercepted.
Yeah, Lekkingek's, Sandpoint's press is more of a nuisance press, but they're capitalizing on the turnovers by Elekinjic, and Elekinjic's just look tired.
That and probably 4 or 5 3-point shots have put Sandpoint girls into a good position here at halftime.
Yeah, I didn't do anything in the first quarter, so I don't know what the stats were there. But you know, in the second quarter, Sandpoint outscored Elekinjic 11-3. Marky Tinker hit 1 3-pointer in the second quarter, and that was the only score they had.
Well, it's been a game of surges as the Sandpoint girls got off to about an 8 or 9 point lead late in the first quarter by virtue of some 3-pointers, and then the Lakers came back with a little surge of their own and had 8 or 9 unanswered, and then we were tied at 15 for a full 2 or 3 minutes, and then just before halftime, off went the Sandpoint girls. So once again, we're going to kick it back to the studio, but once again, you are listening to KDLG Radio. This is the first game of 8 games that are going to be broadcast today. Gino and I are here for you. We've got reinforcements coming later. We're going to be here from dawn to dusk. Come in the dark, go home in the dark. We're glad to do it. This is why we live, Gino and I, and we hope you'll stick with us. We appreciate KDLG. We appreciate all of you tuning in. It's halftime, 24-15, Sandpoint girls over Elekinjic.
Are we broadcasting down to Sandpoint?
We are. They're
awesome.
Picking it up,
well, that's
and that's
good. That's good.
That's what the what we're happy to do. This is a part of our mission here, is to bring these games to our friends.
It's not necessarily what I live for, but I sure have a fun time doing it. I'm not retired like you, though, Mike.
In the long winters, it's helpful.
Yes,
it's
really
helpful.
High school basketball, it doesn't get any better. So.
Yeah, I don't know if you noticed, here in the Dillingham area, if you're tuned in, the next couple weeks the teams are going to be traveling, and we're going to come back to you with a big tournament. I think it might be the Penn Air Invitational, and there's only one. The rim. I'm here in the high school gym, and I've got Juliana Rowe with me. Good morning to you. I'm glad you fell out of bed. I need your help.
Man, I really didn't want to.
Oh, but you love the game. Ball knocked home from 3-point land by Lindsey Holmgren. That's not what the Lakers wanted to see. 26-15 now. They come the other way, and number 15 on a drive, Hilda Ball's fouled left on her left arm. She had a little lane, so she'll go to the free throw line. She'll get a pair of them. How you feeling today?
Pretty tired, but, you know, all in all, I'm pretty good. How about you?
Well, get a little sip of that hot stuff over there, and it'll wake you up. Appreciate you being here, keeping the book for us. First shot's up and good. She's deadly. Hilda Ball is from that free throw line. 26-16 now, Sandpoint in control. Just a few minutes ago, if you've been with us, we had a 15-15 score. And Sandpoint put on a full-court press, and off they went. Gave the Lakers a lot of trouble. We'll see if they can solve it this half. Second free throw is good. 26-17, Sandpoint ball. Holmgren on the right-hand side on the wing. It's stolen away by Tinker. She tries to break away. A little tough. She's got a knee that won't allow her to go full speed, and she's covered pretty hard by Lundgren. She misses the layup, and it's knocked out of bounds by a Laker. That was an opportunity there. Where do you get those bagels?
Side table.
Oh, you lucky.
Smells like McDonald's.
So I see you had your priorities when I said hurry on in, and the tide table was kind of in the on your way.
Well, if you want me to be all here, I gotta have my Java juice.
Well, the person's gotta have priorities in life. Ball comes deep inside Sandpoint and pops back outside to Lundgren, goes clear across court to Gunderson, back to Lundgren. She'll take it. This one's way short, chased, but ball bobbles out of bounds by Alexia Holmgren was the last one to touch it. Elekinjic will get it. They need to get some points, climb back in this thing. 26-17, just underway second half. Full court pass to Ball, and then on over to Hilda Ball, sister, and that one is laid in, and that's 26-19. The Lakers are trying to get back at the Sandpoint Eagle girls. They get a nice opportunity inside, taken by Holmgren, but no good, bobbled around. Lakers are there, and here they come. Here comes Markey, left-hand side, dribbles behind her back, picks it up, gives it to Hilda Ball, and she loses the handle, taken away by Lundgren. Here comes Lundgren. She's going to have a nice little bounce pass cross-court to Alexia Holmgren, and she'll kiss it off the off the glass in perfect position there. She set herself up for a easy little layup. 28-19. We've got a 9-point lead by the Sandpoint Eagle girls. Leknikik Lakers up top on the wing, down to the baseline, slips right through the hands of Hilda Ball. Goes out of bounds. Untouched by a Sandpoint Eagle. Here they come. Left hand of Paige Lundgren. Go across to Lindsey Holmgren, back to Lundgren as they're trying to solve the puzzle of this Lakers zone defense. They finally go inside. This one to Alexa Holmgren again. She turns and lays it in. You can't let people establish position right under the basket like that.
Makes way for an easy layup.
Yeah, that looks a little bit too easy. You want to make somebody really work at it and take a shot that they don't want to take.
Yep.
That's part of the key to this thing. Laker ball, 30-19 now. Lead stretched out to 11. Can the Lakers come back? Tinker's got it from 12. No good, but the Laker there for the rebound. There's Hilda Ball, misses the putback, and it's pulled away by Lila Gunderson, co-captain, but it's stolen away. Lakers had it, driven to the hole by Hilda Ball. She's fouled in the act of shooting. We're just underway in the second half, so team fouls aren't a factor just yet, but that is the second against the Sandpoint girls. That one goes against Lindsey Holmgren. That's also her second. So that will put Hilda Ball on the free throw line. Once again, she knocks it home. I think she might be 5 for 5 from the free throw line. She is just automatic. I shouldn't say that before she's done, because that can curse the deal sometimes. But the second one is just as good. I'll tell you what, you could bet your life on her up there. She just makes that look so easy. 30-21, 9-point cushion now by the Sandpoint Eagles. They've got the ball back inside. They're going to dump it into Holmgren again. This time, Lakers covered her, and then Marky Lynn knocked it loose. She's trying to go full length, and she's fouled from behind as a fast charging. I think that might have been Lundgren that was charging indeed. And then they didn't know. Sandpoint girls took off the other way. Lakers inbounded it and laid it in. 30-23. As there was a little mix-up there. Usually the referees will let the players know. They don't just abandon them like that. That was a little weird. 4:36 to go, 30-23. Lakers are doing everything they can to get back in it. There's contact on the floor. Ball knocked loose. Laker ball. We've got a player down. It is a Laker player. They have only 6 here in attendance. They can't afford to lose anybody out there.
Yeah.
4:36 to go, halfway through, just almost halfway through the third quarter. 30-23, Lakers have narrowed the gap. It's their ball. They can cut into it just a little bit more as Hilda Ball has it on the wing across the Logan Ball. She'll try to drive it, but she's covered by Gunderson, back over to the other ball, and it is off and no good, and there's contact as the ball skimmed across the rim a little bit long, and that will put Hilda Ball on the line again. She's not the one you want to be shooting if you're a Sandpoint Eagle. She's been pretty consistent. I think she's 6 for 6. That one did not go. Are you shocked?
Actually, a little bit, yeah.
All right, let's see if she can correct that. Shot was a little bit too long. Second one is up, and that one rattles home. She's not going to miss two in a row. 30-24, Lakers coming back. And Sandpoint has not been putting on that full court pressure that they did earlier. I think it's there when they want it. Shot taken by Holmgren inside. A little bit too hard and flat off the rim, and ball knocked loose. There's a pushing foul called, and that one's going to go against Faith Carlson, her first. That is the 6th team foul, and on 7, you know, they go 1-1. So that's the 6th team foul. We'll see how that plays in Leknikik's favor. dinker from the far corner, shoots a three and knocks it home. That was huge at this juncture. 30-27. Lakers are back. We've got a ball game once again. Sandpoint Gunderson goes deep in the corner to Holmgren. She tries a bounce pass inside. It's taken away by Tinker. She'll shoot another three. She's feeling it. This one came up short. Tinker's got it again, got her own rebound, takes a 15-footer. No good, but pulled out of there by Gilia. And she lays it back in. Now 30-29. What a comeback by Electric Lakers. I was just kind of thinking they were laying back and maybe not going to be able to come back again, and here they are. Yep. What do you think?
They're putting in the work to get there.
How'd they do it?
I feel like they're starting to communicate down there on the court more. They're starting to look more to open shots and plays.
How do you communicate on a basketball court?
I have no idea. I don't play basketball. It just looks like they're talking, man.
Yeah, that's it.
I've never played basketball.
You talk, and then you get eye contact.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at somebody and indicate, and then they hit you with the pass, and you know that's what you're noticing there. And I think you're right on. They communicate a little better, and they're hitting the open player. And then Tinker had a couple of good plays in there. That three pointer there that she made sure didn't hurt. 3:16 to go, third quarter. Still lots of time in this ball game. 30-29. Lakers have never led, but Sandpoint seems to go out 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 points, and then the Lakers come back. So now we are in a 1-point ball game, a little more than halfway through the third quarter. Brittany Gardner's got it and will take a three-pointer, and she'll make it. That is, I think, the fifth three-pointer from Sandpoint. It might be the sixth. And they'll take that. You've got to get out on them. They're shooting a good percentage from three-point land. 33-29 now. That was a timely basket from Sandpoint. Alechnik got a little shot inside from Hill to Ball. She missed that one, and now we're down on the other end with Brittany Gardner. Sandpoint going from left to right in the high school gym here. Shot taken by Paige Lundgren, and it was no good. In the second half, you notice teams always get on offense in front of their own bench so their coach can more easily communicate to them. And it's interesting how that works out, but ball's knocked out of bounds. Several people touched it, and the Lakers will have it over on this side of the court. This side being the side where the stands are. Juliana and I are up high above everybody else. We've got the best seats in the house. 2:27 to go, don't you think so? Pretty good seat up
there. Oh, yeah. If it wasn't as chilly. I guess it's not that cold, but sometimes there's a good old breeze that comes in here, and it just makes up here cold. But it's a good seat.
Chilly today, hot tamale?
It's not chilly today. Sometimes. Last time I did this, it was really cold up here.
I'm sweating in here. I'm talking too much. Okay, Lakers up, and they knock it home. That shot taken by Autumn Cooley. You haven't seen a lot of offense from her, but that was pretty good. 33-32. One-point game again. Lakers are back. They're shooting the ball a lot better than they were earlier. Long shot taken and bobbled out by Lindsey Holmgren, co-captain of the Sandpoint Eagles. Deep rebound taken by Tasha Gilia. She'll give it to Tinker. Tinker's going to take the air out of it here for a second and look for some help. Little bounce pass to Hill the ball. Pressure applied by the Sandpoint girls. They're extending the defense way out, but Tinker's got it from the corner. She'll take the three again. Looks like she really wants to shoot. This one hard off the rim goes out of bounds. 33-32, 1:34 to go. What's your feeling on this game? You feel like anybody's got an advantage, Juliana?
No, I feel like both teams have the skill set to beat one another. I feel like it's pretty equal. They're both putting in the same amount of hard work to get the ball.
Yeah, they're both working hard, both well-coached. They both seem to know what kind of shots they want to get. Ball stolen away by Alechnik. They come down and set it up. Nice little entry pass, but shot missed by Hilda Ball from about 12 feet on the baseline. She was open. Here comes Paige Lundgren. She'll take it all the way and shoot it. and it rattles around, but she chases down, gets her own rebound, rattles around again, and then tipped loose. Brittany Gardner, no, Tasha Gilia had it, and she turned to pivot to go down the court, and there's a whistle on the play. That's a seventh. That's a seventh team foul. That should be a one and one. I don't know if the referees have noticed it. They have not. They did not notice. They gave it, and they have to pull into the floor to go. The Lakers, the referees missed that. Jump ball called as Hilda Ball tried to drive, and she's tied up. Arrow goes back to the Sand Point girls. 46 seconds is all. 33-32, one-point ball game. As the Lakers have climbed back in this after being down by as much as 11. Lila Gunderson, right-hand side, deep in the corner to Paige Lundgren. They both wanted to take a three-pointer, but the Lakers came out on them. They're trying to stop them from taking that three now because they know they can make it. We go inside to Holmgren. She misses a little turnaround. Ball controlled by Autumn Coolidge, and she'll come down. They'll call a timeout with 17 seconds on the clock. There are seven team fouls against the Sandpoint girls, and that means that every foul after that is a one-and-one free throw opportunity. There's only one team foul on the Laker girls.
Yeah.
Clean. So what's for breakfast?
Parmesan bagel from Tide Table.
Oh, well, take a bite now. You've got a little time now. You could take a bite or two. You're allowed to bite on timeouts and out-of-bounds plays where it gets too cold. Yeah, we've got a couple places here in Dillingham that you can kind of stop in and get a cup of something hot and a bagel or a treat in the morning. A lot of people like to do that, get their day started. We're fortunate to have that here in Dillingham. Dillingham's a town of about 2,650 people. I was involved in the census in 2010. It's almost time for another census. I think they do it every decade.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's interesting. Dillingham was 2,700 people when I came 33 years ago, and it's about 2,650 now. It's stayed very, very, very consistent
mm-hmm.
over all these years. That's not true with every small town or village in Bush, Alaska. Shot taken on the Electric again by Logan Ball, co-captain. She kisses it off the glass in, and that will give the Lakers the lead at the end of three quarters of play. And, Juliana, that is the first lead for the Lakers, and they've got it now at the end of three quarters of play. So we'll put 8 minutes back on the clock, and we're going to see who can prevail here in this fourth quarter of play. It has been a game of surges in a really big way where somebody will, or usually Sandpoint will go up 10 points. Lakers will climb back in, and then Sandpoint will go off on another surge. What's going to happen here now is you noticed that the Sandpoint girls in the, just before halftime, put on this full court press where they guarded the Lakers the full length of the court and caused a lot of havoc. And that's how they got that halftime lead, and they haven't done that in the third quarter. I think, I'm guessing here, that they're going to come back out with that now. And what we'll find out is, can the Lakers handle it and maybe even exploit it? If you know how to break a press, you can score off of it. But I don't know if the Lakers will be able to accomplish that. It'll be interesting to see. 33-34, Lakers girls with their first lead in this ball game. You're listening to KDLG out of Dillingham, Alaska. We have seven more ball games after this one. Seven more.
That's luck.
Can you believe that? And it's the same deja vu all over again tomorrow with eight games broadcast tomorrow, I do believe. Glad to bring these games to you. Lechtinger takes a shot. Coolidge from 15. It's no good. Full length of the court pass is stolen by Hilda Ball. Hustle. She chased it down, so the Lakers will have it back again. Who almost had an over and back there? She's bunny hopped across the line. Hilda Ball's got it again way up top on the wing to Logan Ball. Tinker will take the three. She's been looking for that. This one's in and out. Nice putback by Elektnik. No good. Coolidge had it. No good again. Oh, they missed two little easy ones. Here comes Lindsey Holmgren. She'll go cross court to Brittany Gardner. She lays it in with the left hand. That was a beautiful little entry pass there. That's where you want to catch the ball. All the electric defenders were behind her, and she laid it in 35-34 now. Sandpoint lead 1 point with 6:56 to go, and the Lakers throw it away out of bounds long. Sandpoint's going to slow it down here a little bit. Lakers are in a 1-3-1 zone. Tinker's extended way out on the top. Got some pressure on Paige Lundgren because they know that they can make that three-pointer. They're believers now. Ball cross court to Lindsey Holmgren, and then it's stolen away. Hustle play by Autumn Coolidge, and I think she's fouled and goes to the ground pretty hard as she turned to dribble up the court. She's on the ground now, kind of face down, and her teammates are consoling her. We'll see if she's able to get off the ground. She's holding her knee a little bit. Let's hope she's okay. Let's set the stage here a little bit. What we have here is a big basketball tournament this week. We've got some teams that we don't normally get to see, Sandpoint and King Cole, and then we have our buddies from local teams, Manicotic and Togiak. We've got Dillingham, both JVs are going to be involved in both varsities. We've got Elekmagik and Sandpoint, and we've got a lot of teams here. It's really cool to get King Cove and Sandpoint here. That's they're a little bit out of our normal range.
They're pretty far.
They're pretty far. It costs a few bucks to get over here. We're really glad to have them. We'll try to broadcast those games so you fans over there can pick them up and hear how your teams are doing over here. We hear the King Cove teams, both of them are pretty tough. 6:38 to go. We're in the fourth quarter play in this very first game of the tournament. 35-34, Sandpoint lead. They've led throughout the game except for just a minute ago when Lekigik had a one-point lead and then Sandpoint scored. So we have a sub. We're down to the last five players for Lekigik. They had six, and now they're down to five because I believe, yes, that's the case as the injured player. I'm not sure who that is now. I believe it is...
I'm pretty sure it's Autumn Coolidge,
number two, but she's got her jersey on over the top of her head, and I can't really see. Lekic misses the free throw. They had a stand-in for the free throw, and they missed it. It was the front end of a one-and-one, so we're going the other way. And a beautiful pass into Alexa Holmgren. She lays it in. That'll give Sandpoint, I believe, a three-point lead. Yes, indeed, 37-34. And she was contacted as she laid that in. Gosh, she had good position. So Alexa Holmgren is on the free throw line to try to make 3 points the old-fashioned way. She does it. It's 38-34 now. Four-point cushion. Every point really counts now. And here they come with the full-court pressure. Electric's got some trouble, but they did get it across the line and have it in the far corner to Karen Andrews. Back up on top to Markey, and she'll take a really long three, an NBA three, and she bangs it home. The net just kind of went nuts there. She just perfect swish with 6 points on the clock. Ball comes the other way. Layup missed by Gunderson. And then the ball thrown away into the hands of Paige Lundgren. Shot missed by Lindsey Holmgren. Lakers have got it. Here comes Markey in the near court with her left hand on the left-hand side. Bobbles the ball, picks it up again. Gives it to Logan Ball. She'll look inside to Tasha Gilia. She'll try to drive it and shoot it from about 12. Comes up woefully short. And it's taken by Faith Carlson. Paige Lundgren's going to push it and take it from 12 short. But Faith Carlson's there for the rebound. She'll kick it back out to Paige Lundgren. She'll take a long three, and this one's short also. Lakers have it. 38-37, one-point ball game. Sandpoint lead off of that big three by Markey Tinker. Go captain. She made another three. That's two that she's made in the second half that have really been important for the Lakers. 38-37. We're down at 4:51. Lakers try to hit Tinker in the corner for another three, but unfortunately it goes clear off on, comes off of the blue wall over there. Paige Lundgren's going to push the ball hard all the way up the court. She wants to shoot it, but she can't find an opening. Brittany Gardner's got it. No good. Taken underneath by Faith Carlson. Misses it. Gets her own rebound. Puts it back in. Lakers didn't play much defense there. Stolen away on the full court press and laid in by Lindsey Holmgren. Now stolen away again. 42-37. This is what happened right before halftime as the Sandpoint girls knocked it out of bounds there. But the Sandpoint girls put that press on and they make points in a bunch, in a hurry.
They rush them.
Yeah, and they make a bunch of baskets in kind of the disarray of the Lakers not knowing how to break that press. There's a couple things you need to do. Lakers haven't worked on it. They dribble right into a double team but get through it somehow. They got it across the half court. And shot taken by Tasha Gillia goes all the way around the basket. Comes out to Lundgren. Here she goes off to the races. 15-footer in and out off the glass and around the rim and won't go. Pulled away by Tinker. Tinker's going to try to go full length, but she doesn't have numbers. It's 1-on-4. Doesn't matter. She'll take the 3 and make it. Wow, has she come up big right when they need her to do that every time she does it. 42-40, 3:39 to go. This game is far from over. Sandpoint's trying to extend that lead, but they can't quite hold on to it because Tinker keeps coming down and making threes. Paige Lundgren looks at it, wants to shoot it. No good. See somebody cutting underneath. They've done that 100 times. Alexia Holmgren on the layup. Gosh, you'd think the Lakers would see that coming. They haven't yet, and they get some easy shots down there. Foul on the other end of the court as Alexia Holmgren fouls Hilda Ball. She'll go to the line with a 1-1. That's the 18th foul. 44-40. 44-40, four-point lead, Sandpoint Lady Eagles, with 3:12 to go in this game. On the line to shoot 1-1 is Hilda Ball. She's pretty automatic from there. And once again, I think she's only missed one. I think she's about 6 for 7 or 8 for 9 or something like that.
Yeah.
She's made a lot of free throws. Second one is up and good. She's only missed one. That I do know. And she's been there a bunch of times. 42-44 now. One possession ball game. Sandpoint with the lead. This is a white knuckler. We're going to go right down to the end of it. Ball on the other end. Shot taken by, I think that was number 4, Paige Lundgren, that got that one to go from right underneath the basket. Now we're going the other way with the Lakers. Throw up an off-balance shot from Tasha Gillia. It doesn't go. And now we're coming the other way. Brittany Gardner, she'll miss it from 10. But once again, Faith Carlson's there for the rebound. She's fouled over the back. That's only the second team foul. I don't think she's shooting. I stand corrected. She was attempting to shoot. She was fouled across the back. 46-42 now, four-point lead. 2:39 to go. On the line is Faith Carlson. Can the Sandpoint ladies hold on to this lead? Can they do it? What do you think?
Maybe.
Boy, now that is some kind of answer. Maybe.
You never know. It could go either way. I mean,
you sound like an Alaska weatherman.
Maybe
it might rain or the sun might shine. First shot is up and no good. Second one is short, also no good. Ball pulled down by Hilda Ball. She's wrapped up, but she's able to straighten up and get rid of the ball. Lakers have it. Tinker will take the three. All in and out. And ball jostled for underneath. Saved by Tasha Gillia. Back to Tinker. Tinker's going to give it to Logan Ball. She'll control it and give it to Tasha Gillia. And then it's stolen away by Brittany Gardner. Here she comes, and she'll take the three. She's pretty good at that. That one's long. Saved by Paige Lundgren, up and no good. Goes all the way around the basket. Ball trapped underneath. Legnagic is able to spin and turn it out of there. And Tinker's got it. She wants to go. We're down to 155. 46-42, four-point lead. Lakers got to get some points on the board. It's a two-possession game, just under 2 minutes. Tinker's got it. She'll take the three, as per usual, and make it. I can't say enough about the shooting of mark number 20, Marky Pink. Boy, she comes up big. 46-45. 1:34 to go. Shot taken on the other end by Brittany Gardner. Bobbled around. No good. But once again, number 22, Faith Carlson there for the putback. Boy, she's been tough underneath. Laker ball. They're down by three. One possession game. Long shot taken by number two, Autumn Coolidge. First we've seen of her for a while, and she makes it. You could hear the crowd. They got a little bit animated on that. The stands are slowly starting to fill up. Timeout in the action. This is our first game of an eight-game day. You're listening to KDLG radio from Dillingham, and got to hand it to KDLG Sam and the crew for broadcasting all these games because we know there's people in the greater Bristol Bay area, maybe over in Sandpoint, electric, that want to listen to their games, want to hear their teams play. So Juliana Roll and Mike Larson are here to bring you the game. Juliana, any feeling about it now? We're tied at 48-48. It's kind of going to be, if somebody could knock home a three now at this juncture, or even get that next basket and then apply some defense, they're going to be in pretty good position. And we're just have just a few ticks over 1 minute, 1:08 to go. Sandpoint has 19 fouls, so if they foul Electigic, they'll go to the line. They certainly don't want to foul number 15, Hilda Ball,
certainly not.
Pretty automatic. It is Sandpoint ball with just over a minute to go. Lakers drop back. They're not in a full court pressure. They're in their zone defense. They haven't changed that up. And we'll see what Sandpoint can do as Brittany Gardner has it. She wanted to take it, makes a beautiful cross-court pass. A three-pointer by Lindsay Holmgren comes up short, and Marky Tinker has the rebound. She's got it across the line under some pressure. Olegnikic has numbers, can't take advantage as Sandpoint's able to hustle back and apply some pressure in the corner against Tasha Gillia and trap her. But she's fouled as she turns to bounce, pass it out of there. And that'll put her on the line. We'll see what she can do. So, like we said, that 1-1 can play a big part here in the waning moments of a game. 48-48, Lakers advantage if they can make some free throws here. Number 10, Tasha Gillia, 1-1. Eyes the basket with 39 seconds. Front rim, back rim, glass, and tumbles in. 48-49, Lakers 1-point lead. Brings a big reaction from the crowd. We have a few Laker fans here. They are only a short distance from Dillingham. You can drive there. Second one is a twin to the first. Way short, but goes in. Ball on the ground. And foul by Tinker as she fouls Brittany Gardner. But it will not be a 1-1 because Lakers only have four total team fouls now. Lakers with a 2-point lead. Only 38 seconds. Can Sandpoint get a score here? They want a timeout. If you'll stick with us after the game, we hope to talk to the Sandpoint coach, Coach Rennell Gardner. We don't get a chance to get Sandpoint here very often. We want to talk to the coach, maybe a couple players, win, lose, or draw. So if you're a Sandpoint fan listening to the game, you may want to stay tuned and listen as we talk to a couple of your players before your boys take the court against the Electigate boys. 34 seconds, 34.7. Electigic has the biggest lead of the game. 2 points, believe it or not. 50-48. Can they hold on? Sandpoint ball. Ball comes into Gardner. Gardner brings it up on top to Gunderson. Gunderson cross court to Holmgren. She'll try to drive the ball, but it's stolen away by Logan Ball. She's got it, and she brings it back out on top. She's double teamed, and there's contact, as I think the Sandpoint girls felt like they needed to come out and put pressure as there were some ticks going off the clock. We're down to 18 seconds, and that's going to put Logan Ball, co-captain for the Lakers, on the line. Lakers can really take control if they can knock these free throws home. They can make it a two-possession game. First shot is no good. I think it should have been a live ball. Nope, she gets two because that's the 10th team foul. That's a double penalty. 48-50. She's got another shot. This one's huge. With 18 seconds to go, they can get a three-point cushion if she can make it. Banks it in. 51-48. Sandpoint needs a three-pointer. I'm sure they know that. Let's see. They take the three. It's long and no good. Chased down in the corner by Tasha Gillia. She's fouled. With 8 seconds to go, she'll go back the other way. The Lakers will get another free throw opportunity. Gosh, they had an opportunity certainly to score that three and tie this game up. Sandpoint did, as Lindsey Holmgren had a wide open three, and she's good at them. She just shot it a little bit too hard. Well, Lakers in control at this point. They have a two-shot opportunity. They're up by three. There's only 8 seconds to go. First shot is no good. She could ice this thing if she could make this one, Juliana. What do you think? Is she?
It's there if she wants it. She just has to do it.
That's right. She dribbles about four times. I think she knows the gravity of the situation. Boy, that ball bobbles around and around and around. Comes out, but Lichtig gets it. That's the last thing you wanted if you're a Sandpoint fan. It bobbled around awkwardly in a way and popped out long, and Logan Ball grabbed it, tried to dribble away from the basket, and she's fouled. 48-51, she's going to get two shots, and there's only 4.8 now. It's white knuckle time now for Sandpoint. This shot is missed. It's not over. You could tie it up with a three-pointer, and they've got three girls at least that can do it for Sandpoint. Logan Ball on the line. She eyes the second one, and it's also long. Rebounded over to Brittany Gardner. She'll go down and shoot a long one. Almost makes it. Whew, that was a beautiful try. She yo-yoed about six times, let it fly from just past the half court. Did not make it, and Olechnikik survives. 51-48. What a game.